Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Starting here, Alan, this morning, Washington, Associated Press, President Donald Trump's intensifying legal troubles are unnerving some of his fellow Republicans despite his brash stance. They believe the turmoil has left him increasingly vulnerable as he gears up for what is sure to be a nasty fight for re-election. I also saw on CNN this morning a headline that says that even the president himself is worried about impeachment.
Well, he should be worried. The real question is, how much does this guy understand about himself and what he's doing and his penchant for danger? I mean, this is a person who writes a book called The Art of the Deal, and the idea is to push and push and push the other guy. When you're doing it in business, it's one thing, but when you're doing it in politics, it's another. You know, this morning we hear that in order to avoid a government shutdown, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are going up to the White House in order to talk to Trump and to work out some kind of a deal. In his constant look for a diversion, his art of the deal mentality may mean he actually pushes this country into something that has always been considered to be unthinkable, which is shutting down the government or partially shutting down the government. If you are following the psychology of the man, forget about the politics of the situation, but remember who this guy is and the kinds of problems that he's facing right now. For example, he can't find a chief of staff. We all know it. People are turning him down left and right. Could you imagine talking to your loved one and saying, "Should I do this?" And she or he turns around to you and says, "What, are you out of your mind?" There's so much talk of felonious activity that one has to assume for a second that whoever goes in there is going to get sucked into the whole mess. So who would want to put up with that? You know, I remember the story that a state legislator told me about a former speaker who went to jail in Massachusetts. And the guy said, "I've stayed too long." Well, that could be what's going on here. You can't attract quality people if, in fact, you've messed up so badly that they're walking into a hellhole.
From there, England, where Miss May's Brexit deal, says the Times, is probably going to fail. She's seeking to delay the vote on it. This is quite a defeat for Miss May.
You know, David, everybody's time comes. You can't stay in office forever. We know that. Mario Cuomo tried a fourth time, and he didn't make it. People get tired after a while. Winston Churchill, of all people, he led the British people through the war. And as soon as that war was over and the people wanted a little bit more, even though they adored the man at some point, they were ready to throw him out, and throw him out they did. They brought him back again, which was very unusual. Nevertheless, they threw him out. And, you know, when you stay too long, you can get yourself into a lot of trouble. So I would only say that in terms of the Brexit deal, I could understand what's going on here. There are many people who say, hey, Britain's always been Britain. We don't want to be part of a larger United States of Europe. We don't want people telling us what to do, what crops to grow, where to sell, and how to do it. We want to be our own. I get it. I don't know where I'd be. And then there's the United States of Europe group who say, hey, look, it's been working fine. We're doing well. Why are you messing this thing up? And there is not an acceptable option for large groups of people in Britain. And so the European Union people are playing it very safe. Their so-called court has now come back and said, oh, yes, well, we've examined the law and you're allowed to come back if you want to, making it easier for them to change their minds. I don't see any way out for her. I think she's toast.
What about President Emmanuel Macron? Let's go from England to France. He confronted protesters yesterday. He promised tax cuts and wage increases, but it's been 4 weeks of yellow vest protests.
Well, apparently the whole thing's gotten out of hand. You know, he thought he could buy them off by saying, okay, we'll change the tax policy on the gas, and he did, and they're still out there, and they're saying, resign, 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 go home. Frankly, when this kind of chaos ensues, you have a couple of choices. One is to resign indeed and see if they'll go home. I suspect they will not. The French have a long history of this. It goes back centuries of this kind of revolution. And on the other hand, there is repression. I mean, you push back and you say, we're arresting everybody who comes out here. And they tried that, and it's not really working. So, like the British situation, this is a stalemate.
Perhaps the major issue of our time, climate change, the talks going on in Poland, President Trump's administration officials from the Times this morning at a high-stakes climate talks offered a defense of fossil fuels, arguing that a rapid retreat was unrealistic, while Stans brought scorn from environmentalists. It is finding an audience among other major fossil producers, including who, Alan? Russia, Saudi Arabia, and Australia.
Well, there's not much you can do except understand what's happening here. Trump is unexplainable in his disregard for his children and his children's children and everybody else who has to face what this world is coming to. We have taken a look at some of the events, the scientists have, and they have said, yes, these have been caused by climate change. These have been caused by warming seas. These have been caused by our disregard for what we're doing. And yet, this guy is here, and we have no time whatsoever to really figure this out. This is the major issue of our times, no question about it. We've always had our eye on the nuclear missiles and everything else, but here it is, and here it comes.
Our political observer, Alan Shartog, with us. Thanks as always, Alan.
Thank you, David. Always fun. Happy Tuesday to you.
Indeed. Hooray, hooray. Another day.